Today, we celebrate Mother's Day, and I think it's very fitting that we pray for our mothers and ask them to pray for us, even if they are no longer here on this earth, because mothers play a very significant role in our lives. Women are the heart of the home, and they're also the heart of the church. And we look to Mary, our blessed mother, who was perfect and is a symbol of motherhood for all of us. And so it can be a hard day for many of us if your mother's no longer here, or if you grew up in a home where your mother did not meet your needs or expectations of motherhood. But we pray for all of our mothers and all of our women in our lives that have been strong in the faith, that have been caring and loving for each of us. And we thank God for their presence, their prayers, and the gift of life in saying yes to God, because none of us would be here if she was not open to life. But what does motherhood mean? First, it means sharing in the creative power of God, conceiving, caring, and giving birth to a human being is as close as anyone can come to the act of creation. This is the beginning of motherhood, but it is far from the end of motherhood. Motherhood is also nurturing, sacrificing, loving, and ultimately letting go. In these ways, mothers reflect the nature and the actions and the being of God. We are all grateful for our mothers, and we are also grateful to God for giving us our mothers and for being the source of their motherhood. Today, we also celebrate the special motherhood of Mary. As Mary stated in the Magnificat, "All generations will call me blessed." Why do we call her blessed? Because she was honored with the privilege of being the mother of Jesus, the Word made flesh, God incarnate. Mary was given a great gift. But this is not the main reason why we celebrate Mary and honor her for being our Blessed Mother. Because any Jewish girl could have become the bearer of Christ. We don't call her lucky for that, nor would we call someone who wins the lottery lucky and honor them for that. But motherhood goes beyond biological motherhood, because having a womb and carrying a child is just one small aspect of motherhood. The other greater aspect comes out of the birth and the child rearing and the raising of a child. God chose Mary because he knew that she would give the nurturing, the sacrificing, the loving, and the letting go. And the letting go for Mary was a very difficult task. We also honor Mary because she knew all this would be very difficult, and she knew and agreed to it. She knew the suspicion and the shame of her pregnancy, of being an unwed mother, is no more difficult then as it is today. Yet she said yes to God, and Mary became the first Christian. Mary, the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother, is our true model of motherhood. Today's modern culture offers many role models through television, movies, and women's magazines. However, these role models are either altogether wrong or offer a very limited and unrealistic view of motherhood. All mothers who wish to be true to their higher calling need to only look to Mary, who became the greatest mother of all. St. John Paul II, in his encyclical Redemptoris Mater, stated, "It can thus be said that women, by looking to Mary, find in her the secret of living their femininity with dignity and of achieving their own true advancement. In the light of Mary, the church sees in the face of women the reflection of a beauty which mirrors the loftiest sentiments of which the human heart is capable, the self-offering totality of love, the strength that is capable of bearing the greatest sorrows, limitless fidelity, and tireless devotion to work, the ability to combine penetrating intuition with words of support and encouragement. One of Mary's life meanings and expectations was her ability to endure great suffering, because she suffered greatly when she stood at the cross as Jesus was crucified. The divorce, separation, single moms, widows, mothers forced to work out of necessity, grandmothers raising grandchildren, prodigal children and prodigal grandchildren, are all realities that cause deep daily suffering in women today. Added to these sufferings are those that are married who struggle with infertility. We also have women among us who are single, who desire to be married, but a suitable husband was not in the cards for them. For all of these, the Mother's Day can be a struggle, a burden, and a very difficult, painful day. It is also a difficult day for many who have lost their mother, or those that were raised in homes where their mother was not loving and nurturing. This can cause ill feelings and hard feelings towards celebrating this day. But those that suffer and that struggle, we are called to look to Mary, the perfect mother. Always look to Mary with gratitude and as a role model for what motherhood is. See, when we look to Mary, our Blessed Mother, we see faith, hope, love, and fortitude to stand firm at the cross. All suffering has the power to unite our suffering to the cross. So if you struggle with difficulties, with child rearing, with problems with children or grandchildren, Christ is asking you to unite that suffering to his at the cross, that he will help you to bear it, and you will see glory come through that suffering. Through your perseverance, he will continue to journey with you as you present those people that are difficult to love or cause difficulty and tension in your life. As we honor mothers and grandmothers, we are also to consider the essential duties of husbands and children. St. Paul exhorts in Ephesians 6:25, husbands are to love their wives as Christ loves the church. Husbands have the solemn duty to sacrifice themselves continually and totally out of love for their wife and their children. Each day, men are given numerous opportunities to live out their family life with patience, kindness, and service to their wives and children. Through loving obedience and living out the virtues of charity, children become a joy and not a burden, and they're able to grow in the virtues that are exemplified by their mothers. Children who are self-centered are unable to love the way that God has created them, and they lack the virtues to grow in their Christianhood. See, today it is very difficult and very challenging for mothers, but we should be motivated by the understanding of what motherhood is and the gift that is given to each of you from God. And as I reflected on my homily today, I was brought with great gratitude for my mother. My mother was a meek, quiet, hardworking woman. She was devoted to her Catholic faith and devoted to the family. Whenever we'd ask her what she wanted to be in life, she always said, I want to be a mother. She didn't have any other career expectations or desires but to be a good mother. And I was blessed to have a good mother who always was bringing praise to us, who was always showering us with generosity, love, and kindness. For her, cooking for us was a means of bringing unity, but also showing great love. She loved when we'd come home to eat, to break bread with them, and she was also a woman that never ate any bread of idleness. She was a woman who my sisters and I would always say is gonna die with a dust cloth in her hand. She was always cleaning or doing something. That's how I think most German women are. They can't sit still too long. So I'm just grateful for my mother. And I'm grateful for her because the last 6 months of her life, I was able to come back from Phoenix and help care for her. And out of that experience grew my faith. I had kind of a conversion experience from that, and because of that, I went to the seminary. And even though my mom died in 2008, before my journey to the seminary as a seminarian started, she was with me in my heart. And I'm grateful for all of my Catholic faith and all my values and virtues that she instilled in me. And I share this with you because many women here in our parish have shared with me great heartache. Heartache of children, of grandchildren, of even marriages that are difficult, of times when they see their children and grandchildren have addictions. They see where they have fallen from the faith or practice no faith, and they beat themselves up. And you beat yourself up thinking, I should have done this. I wish I had done this. And the Lord is saying, don't do that. Let it go and place it at the foot of the cross. You did the best you knew how. And you know, for God, that was good enough. And so that needs to be good enough for you too, to let it go and to rejoice and be grateful and to continue to pray for them. Because be faithful in prayers and be faithful in living virtuous so they see that. And that's what will bring them back. It might not happen in your lifetime, just as my mother did not see my ordination from earth, but she saw it from heaven. So I want women to be encouraged. I don't want you to do the blame game with yourself. You did the best you knew how, and for God, that is good enough. So if it's good enough for him, it certainly is good enough for us. So we thank you. We thank you all women for the gift of life, for the gift of nurturing, the gift of love, the gift of faith, the gift of being the heart of the church, the heart of the home, instilling within those that you live with, those that you connect with, the love of God, the love of Mary, and the love of the church. Know of my prayers and the prayers of our whole faith community this Mother's Day and always. May God protect you, may he continue to use you to bring others to the joy of the gospel and the joys of Jesus Christ.